We start a whole new chapter now, Erevin Perektes, Chapter 9. As we've been discussing the past few parakim, there's a restriction on transferring from one's private home to a communally used or shared living space, or from one person's private home to another person's private home, without having set up an Erev Chatzeros. What I've tried to emphasize a number of times is there's no restriction in transferring an object from a Chatzer to another Chatzer, even if there is no Erev Chatzeros, provided that object started Shabbos in the Chatzer. That will be the point of our Mishnah. The contentious case of our Mishnah really will be talking about the rooftops above private residences and the question of whether the whole rooftop, which down below really, let's say, is above two separate homes, if one may transfer from across rooftop to rooftop when up there on the roof it looks like one big area, and Rosh HaSiachid, even though down below, beneath the roof, there's two separate, let's say, apartments, which wouldn't be able to transfer from one to the next without setting up an Erev Chatzeros. But more of that inside the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, we'll see there are going to be three shitas regarding transferring around in Chatzeros without an Erev Chatzeros been put there in place. The Halacha is going to be like the last shita, the Mekel shita. Here the Mishnah says, Kol Gagos Ha'ir, all the rooftops throughout the city, Rishus Achas, they are considered to be one Rishus, meaning transferring from rooftop to rooftop is okay, even without an Erev Chatzeros, because it's not a like privately used area. The rooftops don't feel like they're privately used because they're just, you know, not that used much at all. So transferring from one rooftop to another rooftop is okay. Ublavad shelo yehe gag gavoh asar on nemoch asara, div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds it's okay, provided that the height differential between one rooftop and the other rooftop is less than 10 tefachim. The reason why is this is a separate din derabanan, according to Rebbe Meir, which is if we would let transfer of from rooftop to rooftop, which are 10 tefachim, one higher or lower than the other. So then there's a concern that people would later on come to transfer from the Rishus HaRabim to some sort of high mound, or that's 10 tefachim high, or like a hole or a ditch or a pit in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep in the Rishus HaRabim, and that certainly would be forbidden. Actually, I mean, Isra Doraisa, because the pit or mound, if it's 10 tefachim offset from the Rishus HaRabim, is Rishus HaSiachid all to itself. So to keep that in mind, says Rebbe Meir, transferring in these sort of shared living spaces, even though they're technically Rishus HaSiachid, like the rooftops, if you're transferring up or down 10 tefachim, people might come to transfer in a proper public domain from the public domain into a mound or pit, which would be Asr. So that's Rebbe Meir Shita. However, Meir would agree that other things like a Chatzer to Chatzer would be permitted. The Chacham Omrim Kol Echad Ve'echad Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. The Chacham are more strict. They also agree with the unspoken case of transferring from Chatzer to Chatzer would be permitted. They're not discussing that. Their concern is rooftops. And they say when it comes to rooftops, you cannot transfer from one person's rooftop to another person's rooftop, because according to the Chachamim, the status of the rooftop follows who owns it beneath. So the rooftop of two on an apartment building, if there are two apartments on the top floor, transferring from the left side, let's say, of the roof to the right side of the roof, since down below there are two separate apartments, and you're transferring from Mr. A's roof to Mr. B's rooftop, is forbidden, since according to the Chachamim, the status of the rooftop follows the status of the residents directly beneath who own and control that rooftop. Therefore, the Chacham are strict when it comes to rooftops, regardless of the height differential, and then even without any height differential, it's forbidden. But they would agree that in other scenarios, like the Chatzer, it's permitted to transfer from one Chatzer to another Chatzer without an Erev Chatzeros. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon is the third Shita. He's the most lenient, and he is the Halach Lamaisa. He holds Echad Gagos ve'Echad Chatzeros ve'Echad Karpefios. Rishus Achas Lekelem Sheshav Sulasochan. The status of all, any Rishus HaYachid, that's a halachic Rishus HaYachid, that's not designated for private residence. For example, a rooftop. Similarly, a chatzer. Similarly, a karpef. Remember, the karpef was the area which is like a storage facility. It's closed off on all sides, so it's a Rishus HaYachid. It's fenced off, but no one lives there. It's not set aside for residence. So as long as the karpef isn't too big, that means that it's less than, came out to 5,000 square amos, which is, you know, base asim. If it's not that big, then you could transfer from the karpef to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the rooftop, from the rooftop to the karpef, and as you wish, around. And that's no problem. 5,000 square almost for what it's worth is something like this. It's the size of an Olympic swimming pool, let's say, or about like five times the size of a double tennis court, or a fifth the size of a soccer field, whatever the case is. So that is going to be okay because all those places are technically Rishus Yachid. There's no Dinei Derabanan that restricts further movement, provided that you're talking about utensils, kelim, sheshavsu l'sochan, that started Shabbos in that chatzer or rooftop or karpef. V'lola kelim sheshavsu b'socha bayis. However, you cannot take some utensil, some kli, which started in the house on Shabbos as Shabbos came in, and then transfer it to the rooftop or to the chatzer without an erev chatzeros. And certainly enough, and if you have an erev chatzeros that is set up, you can't transfer from your permitted chatzer to another chatzer that wasn't included in your erev chatzeros, because like the zone and domain to which the utensils limited depends on where it started as Shabbos came in. Again, halach is like Rabbi Shimon, Lakula, and therefore transferring around chatzer to chatzer, or rooftop, etc., around the whole city, provided you don't traverse anything that's not a Rosh Hashanah proper, Midoraisa, is going to be permitted.